play ball.
This is the Locked On Reds podcast on a Friday. I'm James Erpine. Great to be with you. On Twitter, at James Erpine, at Locked On Reds. Subscribe, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcast. Also on LockedOnReds.com, I wrote about the Reds, their decision to bench Jesse Winker, and I'm not alone. There's plenty up there right now at LockedOnReds.com, so check it out. And you can watch Jerry Seinfeld and David Letterman. Yes, those two. That Jerry, that David, that Seinfeld, that Letterman discuss their interactions, their run-ins with Joey Votto. Plus, Jeff Gilbert says the Reds plan to win and their actions, well, they're not lining up. It's a really good article that you should check out as well at LockedOnReds.com. It's great to be with you today on a Friday. And I know I promised guests, I didn't deliver. Chad Dotson, RedLegNation.com, going to join us early next week. I will say this. Instead of a guest, let's hear, and I want to get into and preview the weekend and the San Diego Padres and the Reds. I think they have a really good shot this weekend, by the way. I'm optimistic that they take 2 out of 3 from the Padres. But I want to spend just a couple more minutes on this Jesse Winker decision, and I want to do it by reacting to Marty Brenneman and Jim Riggleman. This was on the Reds pregame show on Wednesday evening. Let's hear from Marty.
You've spent a lot of time, and this goes back to spring training, about the so-called four-man outfield rotation. And as we sit here today, I mean, from my perspective, it simply appears to me that it has not worked.
Yeah, agreed. Unfortunately, it hasn't, and it's not to say that it couldn't. It's just that I think it's gotten into a couple of our outfielders' heads that this is the reason they're struggling. They're not in there every day, and we have to deal with what we're dealing with, which is we can't deal with what we want. We have to deal with what we're dealing with. What we want is them to handle it and be productive, but it's not working. So we're going to settle in on a couple guys on the corners and keep Billy in center. And right now, unfortunately for Winker, he's the odd man out.
How about that? And that's Reds Radio Network. It aired on 700 WLW in Cincinnati. How about that? Unfortunately, he's the odd man out. I still have no idea. In fact, I got a lot of feedback on the article I wrote at LockedOnReds.com. I got a lot of feedback on Twitter just about my opinion on yesterday's podcast, Facebook. I got some emails. Literally, I haven't gotten one good logical reason why they would do what they did. I haven't gotten one. And I don't know why. I don't know why they did it. I'm not sure. It makes my head hurt when I think about it. And I promised myself I wouldn't come on here and bore you with me venting another 15 minutes or so about that. We're going to look ahead to this weekend, and I can't wait. But I do want to say this about Adam Duvall. I remember back, and I can't remember if it was right after opening day or game number 2. I think it was game number 2 Adam Duvall played and started. And he was asked how hard it was going to be to not know when he goes to the ballpark every day if he's starting. And he said, really hard. And you heard Riggleman there. And I wonder if Adam was like, look, I'm sucking right now. Can you get me in the lineup? Can you figure this out? And I wonder if they just listened. And it might be, and it is, it's not might be. It's the worst case scenario when you're talking long term. But a guy like Jim Riggleman, who's managing, he's a lot like Brian Price. He wants to show that he can manage and keep his job. He wants to be the manager next year. He wants to have a good winning percentage. So that way, if he isn't the manager here next year, maybe he can get into managing again. It doesn't benefit Jim Riggleman one bit to watch Jesse Winker struggle at times and go through his growing pains just to have success next year for Barry Larkin or whoever else they hire. You know? So I think it's a manager-driven thing that maybe Nick Kroll signed on, the front office signed off on, and they shouldn't have. And hopefully that means that Adam Duvall has some success here. I don't think it's going to bolster his trade value. I think Adam Duvall is what he is. He's not going to be worth anything but a bag of bricks by the deadline. That being said, I wouldn't mind him hitting some more home runs. I wouldn't mind his on-base percentage to get above 300 for the first time essentially all year. wouldn't mind him actually, you know, hitting for a little bit more of an average than 181. So I think Adam Duvall might turn it around playing every day, but turn it around is a relative term. Turn it around means hit 230, hit some home runs, not get on base a lot. That's the opposite of Jesse Winker. I think Jesse Winker was going to be better than that for sure. And there was something that I tweeted at Locked On Reds, and this is why you should follow Locked On Reds, by the way, thanks to the 400 people that are on Twitter. But I tweeted this out. I retweeted it, actually. I'm pulling it up now. That's why you probably hear the typing in the background. But Steve Mancuso tweeted this out. He said, three players, three stat lines from second month of their first full year in Major League Baseball. And he notes Eric Davis in April of 1985. He hit 152. His on-base percentage was 188. His slugging percentage was 364. Barry Larkin, May of 87, hit 174. His on-base percentage was 278, slugging percentage 246. Jesse Winker hit 193, on-base percentage 247, slugging percentage 349. So as bad as Winker was in May, you just need to let him play through it. And the Reds didn't do that, and it's so damn frustrating to me, and I think it's frustrating to you. And that's why I ranted yesterday. That's why I wrote about it. And, yeah, I would love your feedback. I'd love your emails, James Erpine at ESPN1530.com. Also Twitter, at James Erpine, at Locked On Reds. Let's dive into this weekend, because the Reds are all set for a three-game slate of San Diego Padres. They'll take on the Padres tonight. The Padres come in at 25, and 33 on the year. And Tyler Mahle on the mound for the 20-37 Reds. He goes up against a guy by the name of Walker Lockett, who was recalled from Triple A El Paso recently and will start tonight. It's a guy that hasn't started. He's a rookie, all right? Hasn't gotten a start. So I like Tyler Mahle in this matchup. Mahle 3-6 on the year, 4.76 ERA. He's a player that's been up and down a bit, but I'll be honest, I like these matchups this weekend. I do. I mean, Tyler Mahle on the mound. If there's a guy who you think can be consistent for the Reds, I think Mally's one of the top pitchers for that. Like, if you said, hey, I need to get five innings or six innings, you would probably bet on Mahle ahead of most, probably everyone in the rotation but Castillo. And his last outing was at Colorado in a 6-5 win over the Rockies. He went five innings, gave up six hits, four runs, walked four, struck out four. So we'll see what Tyler Mahle can do on the mound tonight for your Cincinnati Reds. And then tomorrow, it's the Reds, it's the Padres, 8:40 first pitch with Matt Harvey on the mound, the Dark Knight, who, he was okay going up against Eric Lauer. He was okay in his last outing was Matt Harvey. 1-3 on the year, 5.63 ERA. But just looking at his time in Cincinnati, wasn't nearly as bad, and so far hasn't been nearly as bad as it was earlier this season with New York. And I'm looking at a headline here, and last week he gave up four earned runs on nine hits, walked two, and struck out four in 5 1/3 innings against the Rockies. But that's about what I expected from Matt Harvey. That's what I kind of hope for. I hope he gets a little better. But that's much better than what he was doing for the Mets. And the headline is Matt Harvey roughed up at Coors Field. So I think our expectations for him are going up a bit. I think he's pitched relatively well since he was traded to the Reds. He's fared very well. I mean, he's fared four innings, no runs. Four innings, three runs. That was a little rough. Six innings, one run. 5 1/3, four runs. I'll take that so far. So I give the Reds a puncher's chance as well, going up against a guy in Eric Lauer who has a 7.67 ERA, is 1-3 on the season, and has started a total of seven games. And then looking at Sunday, I expect the Reds, I really do, I think they're going to take two out of three. And on the mound Sunday for the Reds is Luis Castillo. And if you told me, all right, James, you get three pitchers in this starting rotation in a three-game series that you have to throw out there, I think I would go with Mahle, Harvey, Castillo, just right now. And obviously, DeSclafani and things will change, but the way it is right now, I think those are the three guys I would roll with. And Castillo comes in with a 4-5 record on the season, 5.49 ERA. He goes up against a guy by the name of Tyson Ross, who is 4-3 on the year, a 3.29 ERA, has struck out 68, walked 24. So Ross is a good pitcher, and it'll be interesting to see where the Reds are in the series. I'm hoping for 2 out of 3, and I think they can get 2 out of 3. I think that's a reasonable expectation. They fared well in California this year so far. I could see it happening. Luis Castillo, by the way, just looking at his game log, and we remember what he did against Arizona just a couple days ago. Lost 5-2, pitched 5 innings, gave up 4 earned runs, and was okay. At some point, I expect him to take that next step. Think about this. Luis Castillo hasn't gotten into the 7th inning once this year, or hasn't pitched 7, hasn't went 7 once this year. Went 6 2/3. So hopefully he can do that. It would be cool to see him do that Sunday. I think they're going to need a good outing from Castillo if they're going to get a win on Sunday in San Diego. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. We'll be back with more on Monday. If you're looking for Reds, I will, I think I plan on writing about it. And you can follow me on Twitter at James Rapine. I'm part of the Reds pregame show this weekend on 700 WLW. I'll tweet out the times I'm on at James Rapine. Also follow at Locked On Reds until Monday. Thank you so much for listening to the Locked On Reds podcast.